took care of. You might say by afternoon the oranges were
gone.
Okay. All right, some different kinds of vegetables. You mentioned tomatoes a minute ago. What about a kind of a hard red root vegetable? Gets kind of a hot, spicy taste to it.
Radish?
Sure. And the plural of that would be?
Radishes.
Okay. What about something that you might eat, a starchy food you might have with steak? Instead of rice, you might have meat and...
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Different types?
I have Irish potato, a sweet potato, mashed potato, you know, and yeah. Different way to cook them.
Sure.
That's about all.
Have you ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes anything else?
Yams or something like that.
That would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these things that make your eyes water when you peel them.
Onions.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the type of onion that's got a long green stalk to it?
We just call it a green onion.
Okay. And another vegetable that's green, it's kind of long and slender, to get slimy when you cook it.
Okay.
Yeah. You like this? You ready to fry it?
Yeah, I like it all right fried.
Say, if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it's going to dry up and do what?
Shrivel up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. And leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Like a head of lettuce or cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you might say, talking about them in the plural, you might say, I sure do like...
cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about different kinds of beans that people grow around here?
Butter beans and green beans and peas.
Mm-hmm.
And butter peas, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all.
You ever heard of lima beans?
Yeah, they grow those around here.
Is that anything like butter beans?
Mm-hmm. Very similar. I consider it almost the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. You said green beans. You ever heard them called snap beans?
Yeah, or? Snap beans.
But that's the same thing too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. So if you got a lot of butter beans, you have to sit down and do what to them?
Shell them.
Right, okay. And if you wanted me to go to the store after some lettuce, you'd say, go get me
two heads of lettuce.
Okay. You ever heard a man refer, say if a man has several children, referring to his own children, he might say, well, I've got five heads of children.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that used that way?
Mm-hmm.
How would, for example?
I have five heads of children.
Okay. Or say if he has, seven boys and seven girls, talking about the quantity, you'd say, oh, so-and-so's just got a whole...
brood or something like that.
Okay. Ever heard the word passel used like that?
Mm-mm.
Got a whole passel of children?
No.
Okay. Talking about corn, what do you call that outside covering on an ear of corn? That's the...
Oh gosh. I know you shuck corn.
Yeah.
Is that... I don't know.
You call it the...
I don't know.
Go ahead and say it.
The shuck?
Sure. Right. Okay. What about the part that grows right out the top of the corn stalk? That's the what?
I don't know.
Okay, tassel or tossel, have you heard that?
But I'm glad to know what it is.
Okay, I'm sure. It made your day. What about that stringy stuff that you have to brush off the ear of corn?
I don't know that.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know it. Yeah. It's hair looking.
Yeah, yeah. The silks, have you ever heard
of that? Oh, yeah. Sure.
Call that the...
corn silks.
Sure. Okay. What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? That would be?
Sweet corn, something like that.
Okay. Ever heard people call it roasting ears?
Mm-hmm.